Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix-It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Happy Saturday, and thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate it very much. Today, we're going to talk about a variety of things. One of the biggest things I want to talk about is in this market, there are reasons to refinance. And I want to talk about some of those reasons because you may be in a situation like that, or you may know somebody who is. Before we do that, though, I want to go something called By the Numbers. This is information I think is just very interesting over. It just gives a little bit of information about what's happened, you know, in the markets and things like that. This is published by Michael A. Higley, and I just thought it was very interesting. So for the year, this is for 2021, the S&P gained 28.7% total return. That's a huge return. And the 13th year in the last 25 years that the 42.4 trillion index has returned at least 15% total return for the calendar year. The S&P 500 consists of 500 stocks chosen for market size, liquidity, and industry group representation. It is a market value weighted with each stock weighed in the index proportionately to the market value. Long term, the S&P has gained an average of 11.1% per year total return over the last 50 years. It's 11.1% per year return over the last 50 years. The index has been positive 17 out of the last 19 years. And over the long term, the S&P has been up during 40 of the last 50 years, which is 80% of the time. The high flyers, the NASDAQ composite gained 22.2% total return in 2021 and has gained 142% total return over the last 3 years. This equals, I won't talk about that, bond index, the taxable bond market was down 1.5% in 2021, but has gained 6.9% per year total return over the last 45 years. So bond market is pretty consistent, as you can see. It doesn't have as big a returns, but it tends to be more consistent since it's over the last 45 years, 1977 to 2021. It's been up, was the fourth down year for the bonds in the 45 years. So 41 years out of 45 years, it's been up. So it's up most of the time, not huge gains. I'm telling you this because I think it's important as we look at interest rates and look at the market, what we're looking at. And I think it helps when we're looking at what we're going to talk about next, which is refinances. Also, if you have any questions on mortgages or you want to talk to me about refinancing or purchasing or just anything mortgage related, please feel free to go to my website, hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. And you can get my email, you can get my phone numbers, and you can contact me. You can put in your information and it will tell me you're wanting to contact me, and I will get back with you as soon as I can. With that, there's small losses in a couple different bond markets, not any big deal. But really, it's just the whole market was very, very good. Jobless, let's talk about the jobless. The lowest jobless claims, 3.5%, and the highest 14.7% unemployment rate in the U.S. since 1970 occurred 2 months apart in 2020. So in 2020, we had the lowest jobless rate, and the 2 months later, we had the highest jobless rate since 1970, and that occurred in 2 months, the 2 months in 2020. We all know what caused that. And our jobless rate in November of 2021 was 4.2%. At least that's what's being reported. It's kind of hard because it's not always showing you. It's about who's looking for a job and those type of things. So it's not 100% there's a lot of jobs out there, but there's a lot of people who have chosen not to work. I think there were some incredible amount of number of people who quit their jobs in November of 2021. So if they aren't looking for a job, they don't count. If they haven't filed unemployment, they don't count. And if they quit their jobs, they can't file unemployment. New homes, the median sale price was $416,900, and the average sale price was $481,700 of the new homes sold in the United States. Both reached all-time record highs, and both of those, because of that, the max loan amounts for conventional and FHA both increased significantly. Also with the new homes, one of the things that people see, you see those numbers, the median price being 416.9 and the average price being 481.7. And you have to understand, in the market that we're in, that the low price homes, they just aren't there. The high priced homes have now started to sell. So you're seeing much faster turn in the upper prices. The lower prices have always turned faster, just not much in the market. So if you're not selling much of the lower, and you are selling a lot in the higher end, your median and your average price are going to go up. But that does not mean the affordability has changed. It's just that there's just not enough of the lower homes in the market. And so that's why these went up so high. So it's just one of those things you want to look at. You know, as you look at that, it does make a difference. But let's get over to talking about the refinancing and why somebody might want to look at refinancing in this market. And you've probably heard a lot of ads on the radio recently about mortgage and mortgage rates. It does amaze me if you there's one out there that they talk about, you know, you can get under 2% interest rate and, you know, you have to put 25% down and all that. I don't remember all the statistics. And when you look at it, it's an FHA mortgage, which means you're going to have mortgage insurance, even if you put 50% down. And it's also, even with that, and they're charging a tremendous amount of points to get to that level. So it's what I like to do is look at things and actually look at them and see what's going to be best. You don't, and especially in this market, the last thing you want to do is pay a bunch of points when we're expecting mortgage rates late this year to come down. We believe they're going to be down in the low threes. So it could be a much better time if you take a higher rate, have us cover cost, you know, those, that type of thing. So you're not out, you know, very much money. And then when you, or any possibly, and then when you, we go to refinance, we can do that later in the year with lower rates. So if most of that's going to be purchased, but it could be refinanced. But it does work in this situation too, because the very number one reason I'm seeing and what everybody's advertising right now is debt consolidation. And there's several reasons for it. Rates are still extremely good. Number two, we have a tremendous amount of equity in our homes. We talked about last time, 18%, 14 to 18% increase in values is what we saw on average. Every area is different, but that's what we've seen. That's what they're saying. We think we're still going to be in the high single digits to low double digit increase in values, appreciation in 2022. With that, it's creating a tremendous amount of equity where if you have debt, higher payment debt, even higher payment or higher interest rate debt, it can make a tremendous amount of difference in your life to refinance that debt and put it into the mortgage. You can pay off your credit cards, possibly. You can pay off car loans. Pretty much any debt you have, you if you have the equity to do it, we can go to an 80% loan to value. But again, we have a tremendous amount of equity in our homes today. It is a great way to truly affect your life. And I just can't stress it enough. Some people, it's like, well, I got a better rate than that. Yes, I understand that. But in this, and if you have a lot of debt, and it doesn't even have to be a lot, what we can do is make it can be life-changing, and it can really make a difference for somebody. So if you are, you know, somebody who's in that situation, you know, it's really worthwhile. So we're going to talk about that. I just have just one I made up, okay? And I'm just using a current value of just over $609,000. I just picked a number. The loan amount currently is about $364,000. The equity then is about $245,000. And their current rate is right around 3%. proposed, of course, the value stays the same, but proposed they had, you know, about $50,000, not quite $50,000 in additional debt, but they had, yeah, they did. They had $58,000 in additional debt that we included in their mortgage. Okay, we included that in their mortgage. It dropped their equity in their house down, of course, by that $58,000. And the interest rate went up to almost 4%. So the interest rate went up from what it was that on their current mortgage. But as you look at that and you think, the first thing most people think is, that doesn't make any sense. But it absolutely can make sense. And this is going to, I'll explain that right now. With that change, with everything included, we went to a mortgage, a new loan amount of $424,600, basically, approximately. Now, the new payment with taxes and insurance and the new interest rate, we were looking at about $2,500. I'm sorry, about $2,600. And the current payment on the current house plus installment debt plus revolving debt was almost $4,200. Now, that is a savings of $1,553 a month. That can make a huge difference. And we're going to talk about that here in a second on some things that we can do. But we'll talk about that after the break.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rykma.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining me. This is Rick Rykma, your hard-working mortgage guy at Advisors Mortgage Group. And you can contact me if you have any mortgage questions or want to talk to me about anything mortgage-related at hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's my website. From there, you can get all my contact information and contact me. And I hope you do. I love talking with everybody and you know, really helping people out. As we're talking right now, we're talking about debt consolidation loans, which is a huge part of the market right now and can be very, very valuable to somebody, to anybody who's in that situation if you have some debt. And we were talking, this person, this is a made-up one, but we're talking somebody who has quite a bit of equity, and they had $58,000 in credit card debt and a car loan in my made-up scenario. And I included those payments based on what I see. I mean, this is things that are pretty normal, what we see. And in this case, they were able to, their payment on the house went up, but their total payment of all debt, once they included it, went down by $1,553. So one of the scenarios there is the person can save $1,553 a month. Depending on your situation, that can be life-changing. That can take worry out. That can really make a difference. However, there's also other things you can do. You could take that $1,553 and you could apply it towards a mortgage every month to drop the principal down. Now, if you did that, so if you made the exact same payments you are making, this person was making today, if they made the exact same payments they're making today, total payments, including all debt, they would be paying $4,169 a month. Now, by adding that savings, that $1,553 in savings to the new mortgage, what would that do for somebody? Well, it would drop it from a 30-year term to a 12-year, 8-month term. Now, in this case, these people still had almost 26 months or 26 years remaining. So it'd take it from their 26 years down to almost 13 years. Huge drop, half the time. So one thing, you can save a bunch of money monthly. That can be life-changing. You can pay the house off that much sooner. Let's say you're in some debt and you're getting, you know, you're 50 and you want to retire at 65 and you want to pay your house off. That might be another way. That might be something else we can do. I've had some of these that you can pay the house off by the savings in less than 6 years. This can make a huge difference. So if you have debt, it can be well worth your time to call me or contact me. You know, call me, email me, go to my website, hardworkingmortgageguy.com, get my contact information, contact me. We'll go over your situation. I'll put together a debt consolidation report. It'll show you exactly what the numbers are. It can, like I said, it can make your life a lot easier, and that's what this is all about, is to make things just that much better for you. And we really, really want to make help you with that. So it's just one of those things that I if you're in that, or you know anybody, you could just know somebody who has, you know, they have some debt. Debt is it all it happens to everybody, and maybe not everybody, but a lot of people. It's just how life is. So we don't look down on it. We don't worry about that. We just, how can we help you get out of it and get you back on a path where you're not worried all the time. You can sleep at night. It's not a problem. So that's the debt consolidation. That's one of the big loans. A lot of people doing that right now. It is very, very popular in this market. Another piece that we're seeing a lot, and again, the increase in equity, and I think the fact that a lot of us are, you know, a lot of people have been staying at home rather than working in their office, or they're at least spending more time at home. It's hard to travel. It's hard, you know, it's just difficult. So we spend more time at home. So there's a lot of home improvement going on. And there's a lot of people who want to improve their house. And they don't want to take, you know, they don't want to do it slowly. They want to have somebody come in, do the work, and move on. So to do what we call a renovation loan, to renovate your property, can be very beneficial. Now, there's a variety of ways to do that. If you just have, you don't have a huge mortgage currently, and you have a tremendous amount of equity, then there's another, you know, you can just refinance, cash out, or you could add a home equity line of credit, whatever you know, there's options there to take care of it, because you don't need an after improved value for the house. You can use the value currently, because you can get the money out that you need because you have plenty of equity. You don't need to do then a renovation loan. So we wouldn't look at that. We'd talk about it, and we'd go down a different path. But let's say you don't have the equity in the house that you need to do the improvement. So if you had a home that I just have somebody, they just bought the house, after improved value, we think it's going to be in the 320 range to 350 range. You know, I think they put 20% down, whatever that was. And by the after improved value, so they were somewhere in the upper one, you know, up maybe 180 is what they owed. The value of the house before improvements was going to be in the 250 range. So they there wasn't anything there they could do. They couldn't get enough money. Tried a home equity line of credit with another lender. They couldn't get enough money, not even close to what they needed. This way we can use the after improved value, because that's what they appraise it for. The appraiser appraises it after we have all the information on what you're going to do to the house and what it's going to cost. And then the appraiser appraises it at that after improved value. When they do that, that gives us a lot more money. So this person was able to get over three times more money by doing it this way. And it made it something that they could do. And that's why this can be so valuable. And then let's say we do that. Let's say you want to improve the house. You want to put a new kitchen in. You want to, you know, add a garage. You want to redo the flooring, new roof, whatever it is you want to do. Some cases it's a total renovation. Tear everything. It's an old house. They want to tear it down, put new plumbing, new electric. Sometimes it's just they want new kit. You would just want a new kitchen. You know, maybe new flooring. You want maybe a new bath, maybe paint. You know, whatever it is. That all can, you get the bids, you get all that information. We walk through that, and you don't get all the bids until you talk to me, because we need to run them through a certain way. But we do all that, and then you're able to have an appraisal based on the completion, which normally is higher and considerably higher than what it is before the renovation. And at least that's the hope, and that's what happens most of the time. So you do that, and then you're able to get the money and do all those improvements. And that, again, can be, the debt consolidation can be life-changing. This is can be a real improvement on your house. And there's no, as long as you have the equity, there's, you know, and it adds the value, there's not a limit on what you can do, as long as it meets code and all that. You can add a swimming pool, you could add a, you know, all kinds of things. So it can be something that can be very, very, very helpful if you're looking to improve the home. Now, as a side note on that, you can also do that on a rental property. So let's say some people are now deciding, you know what, it's a good time to buy investment properties. Well, you got to put your money down, but we can still do renovation. And when I say money down, on an investment property, you need 25% down. But we can do that based on the after improved value. You can actually buy a house, whether it be a rental property or an investment property or a primary residence. You can buy a house with a renovation loan. So say you find a house that needs work, we can finance it as a renovation loan. So when you close on it, you can get your renovations going. You can have your new kitchen, have your new baths, paint it, all new floors, whatever it is that you wanted to do, and move into a house that's exactly or as close to exact as what you wanted it to be. So there are things that we can do that this program can do. It can be, like I said, it can be very beneficial. It's one of those things I just highly recommend that you call me on. We talk about it and see if it makes any sense. If you're in that situation, either buying a home that needs renovation, you want to finance it that way, or if you have a home now and you would really like to do those improvements. In that situation, though, let's say, because these rates may be higher, a little bit higher, may not, but they may be. But if we do that, you're doing that now. Let's say rates do go down later in the year, we can finance it, get it all done. You get the home improvements, you get everything done, and then we go later in the year. It looks like we're going to have another good year for appreciation. We have it we refinance it. Just have to have it for 6 months, and we can refinance it, and take you out of this mortgage. So it is a great way to make this happen. It's the same thing we can do with a debt consolidation. Once, because the debt consolidation rate is going to be a little higher because we're doing cash out. Once you get all that done, you're great, and you get your debts paid off, your credit score increases, and it makes a big difference. Your insurance should go down. There's just a lot of things that should happen, and then you're good. You should be good to go. So that's kind of the situation that you'd be looking at for a renovation loan. Now, for just a straight refinance right now, There can be reasons to just do a straight refinance, but the reality is for the vast majority of the people, it's probably not going to make a lot of sense. I've talked to several people recently where, it just didn't make a lot of sense, or maybe they didn't like the servicer on their loan. They didn't like how they were being treated. Well, even then, you still have to make it, it still has to be worthwhile. And so with the way rates have gone, if you've refinanced in the last 2 or 3 years, we probably are going to be at a higher rate and just a straight refinance. So a straight refinance probably wouldn't make sense. However, if it's been a while, if you didn't take advantage of rates when they were very low, this is still could be a time to do that. It may or may not. We just have to see what your rate is. I've had people, that have been at 5.5%. Well, our rates are higher, but they're certainly much lower than that and can make a huge difference in lowering the payment. If that's all you need to do, that is a good option. There's all kinds of reasons somebody might not have refinanced by now. Maybe they didn't know. There's just tons of reasons. You can have lots of reasons that you didn't. But if you think you're in that situation, or you know somebody who is, that your current rate is higher and you believe that, you should refinance, we just need to talk about it. It may make sense. It may not. We just need to talk about it and look through your information and then give you that, show you how that works. So, and whether it works for you, because it may or it may not. Just go to my website, hardworkingmortgageguy.com. All my information is there. You can contact me from there. And that should give you, a lot of, if you do that and we talk, we're going to be able to walk through all of that information and make sure that we're giving you the proper the proper information so you can make a decision on if you want to refinance or not. Again, if you refinance in the last year or two, maybe as long as three, your rate's real low, it probably won't make sense. If it's just all you want to do is just refinance for a lower rate, it still can make sense if you want to refinance for a shorter term. I've done quite a bit of that lately. So there are still reasons to do it. We just have to, we just have to look at it and work through it and make sure that we have the information that's, needed to give you the proper numbers. One of the last things I want to talk about, and it's in this market, we've talked about right now, we've been talking about refinancing, but there's also purchases going on, a lot of purchases going on. So let's talk a little bit about making the right choice between buying and renting a home. So if you're sitting there and maybe you or you have kids or you know somebody who's thinking, they should buy a house, maybe they should rent, they aren't sure. So what what is it? What, you know, how can you make that decision? You know, and right now the real estate market has been extremely strong, and because inventory levels are low, it may be more challenging to find a home to purchase. There's no question about that. And that has some people considering renting their next home instead of buying it. A lot of people are renting homes now, which is why a lot of people are buying non-owner occupied properties. But if you're one of those people or know somebody who is, who's looking at, you know, trying to just make that choice, you need to look at, you know, we need to look at the statistics, the numbers behind it to see what makes sense. And there are a few factors to consider before making that decision. Some of the most respected companies like CoreLogic, Case-Shiller, Black Knight, MBS Highways, and others forecast that real estate values are expected to appreciate into the foreseeable future. They're looking at prices increasing this year. As I said, most people are thinking somewhere around that, you know, double 10%, give or take. That's where they're looking at it. They're also expecting the rents are to continue to rise by more than 5% a year. And so they're expecting rents to rise by more than 5% a year, which is much more than a mortgage payment rises, because when a mortgage, even when the interest rate goes up or when taxes, it doesn't rise by 5% generally. It just rises by a few hundred dollars or $100 or whatever it is. It's usually much less than 5%. And that 5% in increase in rents can be significant. The other thing is that owning a home can create significant wealth for your family. I don't remember the exact numbers. I've gone over them before, but the difference between a renter and a homeowner is the average is like $300,000-$400,000 in assets from somebody who just rented to somebody who owned a property. The homeowner is that much better off. Additionally, your mortgage will amortize, which means that a portion of each payment is going towards paying that balance down. So you're paying the balance down, your house is increasing in value, which is building equity and wealth for you. You know, this is different than a rental payment, which builds wealth for the landlord, really. Isn't that what that does? That's what it does. Another big consideration is the level of freedom to do things to your home as an owner, which may be limited as a tenant. So, you know, if you want to paint a room, you want to add shelving, you want to do certain things to the property. As a homeowner, it's your property. You know, inside you can pretty much do whatever you want. Outside, within the neighborhood restrictions and the area restrictions, you do have to play within those rules, but you can pretty much do, you know, within reason what you want to do to the property. And so as you're looking at making this decision between buying and renting, you know, I have the ability to provide you with a detailed analysis with a forecast of your specific market. So if you know where you're buying, I can take that market by county and I can get that information to you. And if you contact me to see why homeownership is probably a better option than to create wealth than renting, you know, just go to my website, hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. And you can fill out the information, or you can just pull my information off the site. Give me a call, send me an email, and we can talk about it and we can put together the information. I just need the basics for what you're trying to do. Again, this could be for you, could be for somebody you know, could be for kids, your kids, could be for, you know, friends, family, whoever could be in that market where they're trying to make that decision. And I understand right now it can be discouraging trying to get a house because it is a very, very tight market. The lower price range, if somebody's in that, is hard to get. But I have also, I do a first-time home buyer seminar, and I can tell you I found a tremendous amount of people who did not think they were set up for buying a house. They're probably like me. I'm kind of a on most things, I'm very, very optimistic, but on things like buying a house, not now because of what I do, or buying a car, things like that, I'm always kind of pessimistic on it and think, you know, you don't want to be turned down and you don't want to apply to somebody and have them say no. So you're kind of, you know, people don't want to do that. But a lot of times you're selling yourself short, and they will qualify, they do qualify, and they should talk to somebody. So have them, or if it's you, go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Contact me and we can talk about it and we can get you the information. And I appreciate very much you joining me today. I hope you have a great weekend.